This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Thursday, January 20th. God's word for you today is choose wisely. Our scripture reading is taken from Galatians 6, verse 5, which says, each of you must take responsibility for doing the creative best you can with your own life. One of the greatest things God did to man was to give him the power to choose. And in my opinion, as much as it is the greatest blessings, it can also be one of the greatest curses that can happen to man. The greatest blessing and greatest curse of man is the ability to make choices. Deuteronomy 30 verse 19 says, today, I've given you the choice between life and death, between blessings and curses. Now I call on heaven and earth to witness the choice you make. Oh, that you will choose life so that you and your descendants might live. It is your call. Stop grumbling. Galatians 6 verse 5 says, for we are each responsible for our own conduct, life, responses. You are responsible. Stop complaining. Stop accusing. Stop it. You are responsible. Start taking responsibility. We are each responsible for our lives. You know what that tells me? You are as close to God as you want to be. There is no such thing as a special gift of being close to God. You are as close to God as you want to be. It is your call. So how close to God do you want to be? No one is standing in the way of your being as close to God as you want to be. You are as happy as you want to be. Your spouse being like this or like that has nothing to do with it. If you are sad, it is because you have chosen to be sad. It is your call. You are the general of your life. You cannot change what your spouse will do, but you can change how you respond. So if you choose to be sad, then that is your call. Do not blame your spouse. You are as close to God as you want to be. You are as happy as you want to be. Guess what? You are as productive as you want to be. A lot of people do not know this. They think that some people are just lucky and making it, while others are just struggling. Yes, people have different challenges. And people will go through different phases and seasons. But yes, everybody can be productive. Regardless of what you're facing, you can still be the best that God has called you to be. Stop blaming. Oh, if only I went to the same private school my brothers went to, instead of the public school I had to attend. That is why they are all doing well and I am struggling. Stop excusing. Shake it off. You are as productive as you want to be. Proverbs 22 verse 13a says, the lazy man is full of excuses, and this is big. If you have a dream, if you want your ship to set sail, stop making excuses. Stop it. Catch yourself and stop it. The second thing you need to do is hand it over. Surrender the dream to Jesus. We have to give our dreams to God for the dream to become a reality. It is what we place in his hands that he breathes on. What we put in our hands cannot multiply. It is what we place in his hands that multiplies. You have to put that your business in his hands. You have to put your ministry in his hands. With ministry, it should be obvious, right? But people are running ministry today and it is not in God's hands. It is in their hands. You have to give it to God. Let us pray. Father, I surrender my life and choices to you. In Jesus' name.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.